Benny had shown Nick and me color photographs of the resort hotel and gambling casino he had built in the desert. He also showed us a picture of him and his girlfriend building a snowman in front of a log cabin in West Montana. In the photograph, she was smiling and looked much younger, somehow innocent among evergreens that rang with winter light. She wore a fluffy pink sweater and knee-high boots, stitched with Christmas designs. I kept wanting to believe Benny would call or come by, but he didn't. I dreamed about a building in a desert, its exterior scrolled with neon, a grassy pond on one side of it where flamingos stood in the water, arching their necks, pecking at the insects in their feathers. I put away my Cheerios yo-yo and no longer listened to the ball games at Buffalo Stadium. I refused to eat, without understanding why. Threw my lunch in a garbage can on the way to school and fantasized about hurting Vernon Dunlop. "We'll set fire to his house," Nick said. "Serious?" I said, looking up from the box of shoes we were shining in his garage. "It's a thought," he replied. "What if someone gets killed?" "That's the breaks when you're white trash," Nick said. He grinned, his face full of play. He had a burr haircut, and the overhead light reflected on his scalp. Nick was a good boxer, swallowed his blood in a fight, and never let anyone know when he was hurt. Secretly, I always wished I was as tough as he was. He and I had a shoeshine route. We collected shoes from all over the neighborhood and shined them for 10 cents a pair, using only one color polish, brown. Home delivery was free. Nick peeled a Milky Way and bit into it. He chewed thoughtfully, then offered the candy bar to me. I shook my head. "You got to eat," he said. "Who says?" I replied. "You make me sad, Charlie," he said.